episode of A Week Late is brought to you by FenEntertainment.com, offering the very best in free independent music from the great sunny state of Florida and beyond. Download underground hip-hop, rock, industrial, drum and bass, dubstep, ska, drumstep, jungle, and much, much more. From single tracks to full sets, albums, and remixes, all for free. Plus the latest videos that get you up to speed on all the current tech, art, music, video games, TV, movies, pop culture, and even anime. No ads, no pop-ups, no flashy distraction banners, and it's absolutely free. Never charge for anything. For all this and more information, go to www.fenentertainment.com.
What's up, everybody? This is your host for the A Week Late podcast, Darren, a.k.a. Analysis489. I am in beautiful Tampa Bay right now at the Embassy Suites. Actually, I don't even know if I'm supposed to be saying that. Who cares? The day of the Bill Burr White Trash Tour show in Orlando. So I am awaiting my brother, who's also been on the show a few times, to pick me up from here. And from here we will be going to Orlando to wait for the 10:15 late show for Bill Burr. Going to record a little bit here and there of the adventures throughout the day. Possibly some surprises. I don't know just yet. And I don't want to say what I mean by that, because if it doesn't happen, then I won't feel like an asshole. So, welcome, first-time listeners. Every once in a while, I do a special or a bonus episode aside from the norm. Instead of the normal music, movies, TV shows, video games, and what have you, me and my friend Jason, who used to host this podcast with me, actually recorded a show from this hotel for the Brian Regan show. You guys can go listen to that. It's probably closer to like the fourth or fifth episode. We did it kind of early, actually, early on. So this is a bonus episode. If you guys aren't familiar with Bill Burr, we'll probably be watching one of his stand-ups to kill time on the way to Orlando. My brother's never seen a Bill Burr show before. I've told him some jokes and some references from the podcast and stuff like that he's enjoyed. But he's quickly doing his due diligence to catch up on Bill Burr stuff. He has a CD out, and two 1-hour specials. You can catch, actually, 3 1-hour specials now. You can catch them all on Netflix. The first one is called Why Do I Do This? The second one's called Let It Go. And the third one that just got released on Netflix prior to his White Trash Tour is called You People Are All the Same. I've seen all of them. I haven't heard his CD album yet, but hopefully I'll be purchasing that soon to buy it, probably like on Amazon or something. But I have seen all three of his stand-up shows, and they're hilarious. He's probably one of the hottest comics out right now. He's been hot for a really long time. He's got his own podcast called the Monday Morning Podcast. You can catch that on BillBurr.com. So it's just going to be snippets throughout the day, edited together into a long show. If I continue recording this throughout the day, or if I forget, but I probably won't. Hopefully, I'll have enough content to post a full episode strictly for a stand-up comedy review for Bill Burr. So, if you're already not sick of me saying his name, you will be by the end of the show. So, yeah, this is a Week Late podcast. You'll probably hear some background noise and some wind because I am recording this outside. hopefully it's not too annoying, and I'm not too loud or in your ear. I'll see you in post, as they say. So yeah, I guess that's segment number one for the introduction. I don't know how many segments there will be, but I'm running out of stuff to say, so that's the intro. And I'll catch you fuckers later. What's up, everybody? It is now about a half hour before the late show for Bill Burr. We just got back from, I guess, checking in and putting our bags up, and if you guys don't travel, or if you don't know, Embassy Suites has a manager's reception program, which is pretty much a fancy word for free booze for 2 hours, and that's a great ramp up for, you got to get yourself in the right mind state, in other words, to watch Bill Burr. Not that you have to be, but since a little bit of your inhibitions are gone, the stuff that would normally offend people, you let it slide. It's for comedy. It's to make people laugh. I can't wait to see this. It's going to be epic, hopefully. The late show doesn't start till 10:15. It is, I don't even know. I believe today is the 28th. No, I'm sorry. Jesus, I'm way off. Saturday, September 8th, 2012, 8:30 p.m. The show starts at 10:15, but for people that don't usually frequent stand-up shows, especially at improvs, it's usually the same everywhere nationally. I don't know if the improv is chain, but by the way they run things and the way it's managed, they all usually have the same sort of feel to them. You show up early, you get ushered into a room full of bars because they want you to get liquored up before a show. And then when you actually get seated, there is a sort of order that they put people to, depending on how many people are allowed at the table. If you show up by yourself, you're more than likely to get seated with three other people that you don't know, don't want anything to do with, unless they end up being cool people. If you're a social butterfly, it might be something that you're into, you know? You meet new people, you go, you watch a comedy show, you have some laughs, you know, it's all about having a good time, but for the most part, you want to go with at least one other person, you know? Because if you're not that much of a social butterfly, then you might have some reservations about sitting in a seat for an hour to an hour and a half with somebody that you don't know. They might get offended, and then some, I don't know, things happen. But I'm really excited. Shout out to the servers at the Embassy Suites on Jamaica Court in Orlando. Great people. If I come back, I come back a lot to Orlando, obviously. For those people that are not first-time listeners, they know that three of our many DJs reside in Orlando. Probably we'll meet up with them after the Bill Burr show. Shout out to my homeboy DJ Aaron Bond and his girlfriend. Happy birthday to his girlfriend, whose name escapes me at the moment. I apologize. Don't let her listen to this episode. But yeah, hopefully we'll be meeting up with them afterwards and handling some business. So we're going to get there early, trying to get some up front seats. If I'm allowed to take pictures, I'll take some pictures and show you guys the guys and gals, the lay of the land, the layout, if you will. Hopefully I can snap some pictures off without getting into trouble, but most of the time at these venues, they make you turn in your phones, especially now with the internet era. There's been a lot of Dane Cook references in the comedy world lately because, or was it maybe Patton Oswalt? Somebody got in trouble for sort of blasting out, and of course I'm going to be on the side of the comedian. As much as I respect Bill Burr and as much as I love his jokes, there's no possible way that I would be able to sit there in good conscience and record at least a portion of his show and then trash him later after paying money to go see him. But that happened recently. Some blogger who's never heard of Dane Cook before was in a room where he came in to do a set. People got bumped. I think it was Dane Cook. I don't want to call anybody out because I'm not for certain. But this stuff kind of happens to where, you know, sometimes comedians are putting together hours. Sometimes they're putting together their next set. I might be at a disadvantage because, like I said earlier, I have already seen Bill Burr's latest stand-up show, You People Are All the Same, streaming on Netflix. Go get that. But let's say this was in a situation where Bill Burr walks into a room and he's trying to work out his next set of jokes. In order for them to be funny, people shouldn't be allowed to have listened to them first, obviously, because the first time something hits you is funny, and the more you hear it, it's less funny. Unless it's one of those classic jokes or situations where every time you hear it, it's funny, which is most of Bill Burr's stuff. I mean, he's got so many gripes and complaints, and really just observations of what he's thinking when other people want to say something. He's got just like a certain gift for that. And he says what other people feel like doing at a certain point in time. And, you know, things happen to where people take pictures or record certain portions. So we're like, look, I'm trying to put a joke together. Can you not do that, please? And then they still do it, and it ruins the whole process of what a writer, a comedian needs to do in order to make something funny. But rightly so, I still want to take some pictures to show you guys how close I am. But it in no way is it malicious, you know. It starts getting out of control when people feel that they are themselves, you know, freedom of the press, and have these, like, old school badges that just give them all out access because everybody wants their own piece of the pie, and, you know, they get this complex about putting everything out before anybody gets it, and to exploit somebody else for their own gain. I can see where that thin line can be crossed. But hopefully I'll be able to get some commentary from some people after the show. Maybe if I'm lucky enough, I'll get a picture or two. We'll see how it goes. But just wanted to drop in for a little while and let you know how the day is going. On the way up to Orlando from Tampa, there was an accident that literally kept us on the road for an extra hour. So we would have gotten here a lot earlier had it not been for the traffic accident. Ironically enough, we were watching the first Bill Burr special, I believe he did out of New York City, close to NYU, which I've actually recently visited there, I believe it was last Thanksgiving. You can find those pictures at Flickr.com. I'd never promote that, but Flickr.com/analysis489. It's my personal Flickr account. You can go there to see previous stand-up shows with Colin Quinn, Aziz Ansari at the Comedy Cellar. Shout out to them. They have a great podcast called, I believe it's At the Roundtable. Go check it out. It's on riotcast.com. fantastic podcast. Dan Natterman, he's just hilarious. He's a regular guest commentator on that podcast. And the best people perform at Comedy Cellar. Louis C.K. I mean, it's in the intro for his show. Enough said. Just go see that shit. So that's it. I think we're going to be heading out soon. I'm super excited. I can't wait to hear old jokes. If I know Bill Burr says on his Monday morning podcast that once a joke is televised, he doesn't retell it, which goes back to what I was saying earlier. Like, if somebody's trying to work on a bit and it gets on the internet, they can't use it anymore. And potentially that could be devastating, because that one bit could be the start of a sketch that goes on forever and that gets huge gain and popularity. And if you're going to squash it when they're trying to write it by showing up and being a big guy so you can post a video on YouTube, don't do that. You're being a douchebag. You're cutting into somebody else's artistry. It takes time, talent, and money to make these things work. Incidentally, the first show that we were watching during the traffic jam, I believe, is called Why Do I Do This? And he did that show for free. And so many years later, you gain a fandom. Now, back then, if YouTube and Twitter were a big thing, which they weren't, they might have just been starting and whatnot, but I guarantee you if somebody was filming there, they would have been kicked out because they were taping a special. So whether or not they're taping a special, rules apply. It's somebody's content. It's copyrighted. Don't steal it. Pay money. Go watch it. Support your local music, your local comedy, all your different scenes. I will catch you, if by myself, or maybe with some others and some surprises still yet to come. This is the bonus episode for a weekly podcast, Bill Burr Stand-Up Review, Orlando Late Show, Saturday, September 8th, 2012. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. It is the day after the Bill Burr stand-up show in Orlando. I'm back in the comfort of my own home, and for whatever portion this is, to continue the Bill Burr White Trash Tour review, I guess I'm going to go in order. First of all, it was a really, really great night. Met some nice people that they sat us down with. Depending on the venue's setup, and depending on the number in your party, they may sit you with people that you don't know, complete strangers. We were lucky enough to run into the same people we were sitting with in the bar area before the show, so it was pretty crazy that we got seated together. Bill Burr's going to get a great review, I'm telling you that right now. There really aren't any spoilers unless I remember jokes that he did in his set, but that's probably not going to happen because there were so many. And since it was the late show, he was a really good sport, and he did like an extra like 45 minutes at the end. He even told us that he was going to be working out some new stuff already. I can't believe how much material this guy goes through. I just saw his third special that's exclusive on Netflix. I believe they released it early, and it's getting really good reviews. I was going to do a separate review on it already, but I'm just going to tell you to go watch everything that he puts out because it's hilarious. And I was mentioning earlier about some surprises, and one did happen, but I would be a hypocrite if I were to release it. Maybe in the future there was... Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. So to be safe, there's usually ends up being lines for these things. So we arrived probably about 45 minutes early. We wanted to get there an hour earlier, but I think we had issues printing the tickets at the hotel. Not because of the hotel, but other stuff happened. And there was kind of already a line of probably about 30 or 40 people, not too bad. So we were in a pretty good position at the line because about a half hour later, other people started coming, and by the time we got inside the main area to get into the auditorium and the dining room area of the Orlando Improv, there was a line like through the, I guess, the restaurant area that's there, and then around the corner outside on the sidewalk portion. Crazy how many people. I mean, it was clearly sold out. I will say that about the Orlando Improv. They were really good about seating people. Their food was actually really good. I believe I had some kind of fish taco or something like that. You know, not too pricey, but there was an issue with, like, line control. When we first walked in, people were kind of standing around wondering where to go. There was no real direction there, so for that, I would say the club got a B- for not having staff sort of direct people where to go. There were kind of people just standing around, and some people were complaining that they lost their place in line because they didn't know where the line was. So that was kind of handled poorly, but after that, everything went really well. It was supposed to be a 10:15 show, kind of started probably around 10:25, and I was asking around if anybody knew there was an opener. The MC came up, and he was pretty funny. His name escapes me, but as hosts do, they usually start warming up the crowd. Gentlemen, new comedians were experienced, which was great. A gentleman by the name of Tim Gaither opened for Bill Burr, and I believe he's a local to the Orlando area, and he did a really funny set. It was probably about, I don't know, maybe 30, 35 minutes long, maybe shorter than that, but he was really funny. His style was a little bit less angry than Bill's. He was a little bit more mellowed out, and just a really funny guy. And at the end, he had a very interesting sort of touching twist. He was talking about his son and how he's involved with a program for autism, and or against autism. And he incorporated that into his stand-up, and then put a twist on a twist by actually proceeding to sort of poke fun at his son. But I don't know, I guess he's allowed. I don't know how that works, but it's sort of like when Tig Notaro jokes about having cancer. It's not funny, but that's how she's dealing with it. And so, I don't know. What are you going to tell her? No. So then the MC comes back out, the host comes back out, riffs for a few minutes, and then he brings out Bill Burr. Bill Burr, as soon as he got on stage, he's full of energy. He was dancing around like a boxer up there, and just his joke after joke after joke, people were dying. There was a point where, like, my face was hurting. And all the jokes were new. I kind of heard some stuff that he does on the podcast, which on his latest Netflix special, he does some stuff from the podcast as well. That one's called You People Are All the Same. After he did, I would say, a solid hour and 10 minutes, he kind of just, I don't know, he kind of put on this different face as to, like, tell us that the first part was over, and then he just verbally said, hey, I'm going to try some new stuff, here we go. And he did that for like another 40, 45 minutes. And if it's an indication of what's coming up, and he's already working on his next hour, I mean, that's incredible. Like I said, something after the show, they had us fill out these comment cards, and everybody, you know, reintroduced themselves. And then as we were leaving, they allowed us to take pictures with Bill Burr, and I'll be posting that on the show page as well. My sort of let me back up a little bit. There was a bit that he did about not being able to open windows fully in hotel rooms, and I used to work at a hotel for a little over 5 years. And the rumor is that they don't open all the way, or they have to have safety devices due to either people smoking or committing suicide. So a lot of the windows, if they do open, they only open, I believe, the maximum is 3 inches. So it doesn't allow for anything to pass through the window opening. And he actually said out loud, he's like, does anybody know why they do that? He's like, why do they do that? It's annoying. And I said out loud, to answer his question, I said, suicides. And so from then on, he kept referring to me as the hotel guy, which I thought was pretty funny, because then he did a bit about dictators and how come Hitler's the most popular one, because there are dictators out there that have done more damage and caused more harm and stuff like that. But then afterwards, we got to take a picture with him. My sort of podcast journalism thing took over, and something took place that I'd be a hypocrite for posting. Like I said, maybe I'll post it later, but for now I'm going to sit on it, because I'm not sure which direction it's going to go in my head for now. Okay, so here's what happened. This is being recorded after I finished the whole thing, so I'm going to throw this into the proper spot for editing. Here's the deal. Earlier in the week on his podcast, Bill Burr was asking his fans to suggest things to do in the Orlando area, because he thought that it was too touristy and that there wasn't really going to be anything to do, like a football game or something like that close by. I offered from the @FanPromos Twitter to see if, you know, he had gotten any help from any of the listeners, any suggestions and stuff like that. Me being the kind of ambitious, if you want to call it that, maybe stupid podcaster that I am, after the show, the crowd had dissipated, I saw an opportunity to answer his question in person and thought maybe that I could get some time set aside for an exclusive interview for the podcast. Maybe ambitious, maybe stupid. Did I cross a line? I don't know. I may have come off a little stalkery, but I don't want to get anybody in trouble at the venue, so that's all I'm going to say. But to be fair, he was gracious about it. He turned me down graciously, and I was on my way. So there it is. That's what happened. I tried. You know what? I failed, but you never know. It could have been one of those things where he's like, yeah, fuck it, I'll do that. But no. After that long of a set, I don't blame him. I would have treated me probably worse than he did, but he was very cordial about it. Maybe I should apologize. It's not like he's ever going to listen to this, but there you go. That's the deal. So my little encounter with Bill Burr, I'll put the pictures up like I said, and I hope I didn't come across too forward, and I hope I didn't freak him out. Like, he probably already has a bad taste in his mouth of the South, hence the White Trash tour. But, I'm a big fan. My instinct took over. I saw an opportunity. I took it, and it didn't work. For that, I don't know if I should be apologizing, but there you go. That's what happened. So back to the rest of the show. Thanks. But nothing bad, nothing negative, but it was definitely an experience. And if you guys get a chance to go see Bill Burr or Tim Gaither, if you're comedy fans, they will not disappoint you. It was really fun. I had a really good time. So I believe, like, after it was all said and done, it was like over 2.5 hours that we were there. Well worth the money. I think the tickets were $25 a pop. I spent like maybe $40 on food and drinks. So, you know, it really, you couldn't beat it. You couldn't beat it. It's the Bill Burr White Trash Tour. I think he's coming, he's going to Georgia and South Carolina and then Jacksonville after that, I believe. So if you guys are comedy fans, go check out the Bill Burr stuff. I mentioned the names of the albums on the first portion. There was also, after the show, a gentleman wearing an Orlando Improv t-shirt, and I was asking him questions about the sets that he's seen and the comedians that he's seen, and he actually works there because he wants to get going into business too, which is oftentimes how a lot of comedians, young comedians, get started. You'll hear stories about, Andrew Dice Clay working, I believe, the Comedy Store door as a bouncer when he first started, and that's how he literally got his foot in the door. And a bunch of people talk about how they used to work for the Comedy Cellar, and they'll show up there, and maybe somebody gets bumped, but that person will be more than happy to get bumped by Louis C.K. or something like that. This gentleman's name is. When he gave us tickets, he was a really nice guy, white dude with dreads. I didn't get to see him perform, but he gave me a CD, I believe, so I'll be checking that out. Facebook.com/cgrims or c.grims. I'm not sure if Facebook allows periods or dots in their extenders, but I think his real name is Chris Grims. So check him out on Facebook. All really nice people, all funny dudes. That's it. I mean, I guess there's really not much more to say. These bonus episodes are just that. They're bonuses. I try to make them as long as I possibly can. I didn't decide to do a show with anybody today, like as far as a co-host or something like that. I just wanted you guys to, you know, get the word out on some comedy that maybe you haven't heard of before, because it's more than just, you know, movies. For a week late podcast, you know, we did the music thing, which we'll probably do again soon. So sometimes movies have to take the backseat for the other stuff that I want to get out there. So was going to make an announcement about some website stuff, but I'll do that in the next official show. I don't know what movie I'm going to go review or who I'm going to see it with or what it even is, but we will catch you next time. Catch us on Facebook.com/AWeekLatePodcast. Email us fans.AWeekLate@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter @AWeekLate. Also, the music blog, FenEntertainment.com, is @FenPromos on Twitter. Check us out on iTunes. Do a search on there. Subscribe and comment. We need some ratings on that. The comment section, the interaction from iTunes is super low. I get more direct hits on the website, which is great. I'm not complaining about that. And subscribers, too. But as far as the RSS feed is concerned, but we need some help in the iTunes section. So weeklate.com for all that free stuff and more. My name is Darren, a.k.a. At Analysis489 on Twitter. And we'll catch you guys a week ago, Week Late Podcast. Thanks for listening. Cheers. This episode of Week Late is brought to you by FenEntertainment.com, offering the very best in free independent music from the great sunny state of Florida and beyond. Download underground hip-hop, rock, industrial, drum and bass, dubstep, ska, drumstep, jungle, and much, much more. From single tracks to full sets, albums, and remixes, all for free. Plus the latest videos that get you up to speed on all the current tech, art, music, video games, TV, movies, pop culture, and even anime. No ads, no pop-ups, no flashy distraction banners, and it's absolutely free. Never a charge for anything. For all of this and for more information, go to www.fenentertainment.com.